just may be. The only Jesus that they seek. Can I touch somebody, love somebody, own somebody? Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, own somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, own somebody. Don't you know that you just may be the only Jesus that they seek? Get out and touch somebody.
TFM 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Renee Carmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just welcome everybody out there on this wonderful day on a Thursday. Praise God. A Thursday, a wonderful Thursday that God has made today. And we should, the Bible said, we should rejoice and be glad in it because God made it for you. So rejoice right now because God made it for you to rejoice. And he loves you so much. I come to tell you that. And today I want to just invite you to this program and continue to listen to what God has to say to you today. It's not by coincidence that you have turned this program on. Remember that. It's God wanting to talk to you. God has something to say to you and to speak to your heart. And God has good things, nothing bad. God brings good things in your life. And that's the wonderful thing about God. God is a good God. He's Jesus. Glory to God. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about any other God. It really doesn't exist. But I'm talking about the God who does exist, and that's Jesus. And I come to talk to you. I come to tell you. I come to be the messenger here for you. Glory to God. God brought me here for you and to bring salvation to you through his word. Not to me, but through you. Glory to God. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to have a relationship with him. That's the awesome thing about God. Hallelujah. And the thing that God wants, he wants to love you. He just wants to love you, hold you, and hug you, and fix things for you, and help you, and be there to comfort you in the times of troubles. I mean, that's what God is all about. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. And he wants to just be there with you. And you should want to be there with him. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome God. A great God. A mighty God. Today I'm talking about, of course, before I get into the topic, and the topic is, can a silent prayer have just as much power as a audible prayer unto God? And this is what we're looking at. And if you have any comments on that, I want you to call the number 1-877-464-2500 if you're really way out there. But if you're close by, folks, call 484-2500. That's 484-2500. And I thank God for all you listeners out there because it does my heart real good to know that you're going to hear something from God today through the word and what people say. And if you want prayer, I'm here to pray. We're going to pray with you. Glory to God. And we're going to see how God moves upon you. Prayer is so powerful. So don't forget to call the number. I'll pray with you. If you have prayer, a prayer request, if you want to have a comment or a question, whatever it might be, we would just love to hear from you way out there. Glory to God. I just invite you over here this morning. And God is visiting with us. Glory to God. See, that's a good thing. He's visiting with us. where two or more are gathered in his name. He's right in the midst of us. And so therefore he visits with us spiritually. We can feel his presence right now, and God will move on the prayers. And the big question is about the tongue. You know, the tongue is a mighty, mighty member. The Bible talks about it in James chapter 3. It does state that the tongue is like a bridle that is upon a horse, and it turns its whole body, this little bit that's placed into the mouth of the horse, and it can turn this huge animal where it should go and what it should do. And that's the way a tongue is. It's very small member, but it can be very, very powerful. But again, we're looking at silence here. Is silence just as powerful as, something audible and something loud is what we're looking at? We asking people out there, is a silent prayer very, very powerful or just as powerful as something that we speak out loud? We hear the Bible talks about speak the word. Is he really talking about speaking it in an audible voice? Is he talking about speaking it silently? Can a silent prayer be just as powerful, folks, as an audible prayer is what we're looking at? So please call the number. We'd love to hear from you, 484-2500, or if you want prayer. God is looking for you. Glory to God. Right now, he's saying, hey, well, where you at? Glory to God. I'll come to visit with you. And that's what Jesus is saying. So prayer, again, that tongue can move a ship, glory to God, with a little rudder, the Bible says in James, as you continue in James 3. It talks it can move a whole big old ship, a fleet of ships, glory to God. And it can move these gigantic ships with a little bitty rudder, where it should go and what it should do. And again, our tongue is just like that. And that's why we got to be very careful when we begin to speak the things. But can we speak in silence is the big question that we have and asking you who are out there. Call the number when you get a chance, 484-2500. Or again, 1-877-464-2500. God wants to move in your life. He wants you to learn and gain wisdom in his word and how to use the word and use it with might. Silent prayer, again, we wondering how powerful is it? Glory to God. Is it by the mind? Is it by the heart? A bit questionable. You know, can a solid prayer really do just as much damage or construction, should I say, to whatever you're speaking to? Speaking it silent. What do you think, Brother Wade? Can you give us a little comment real quick? I know you.
Well, let's see. I have to look at Jesus's example with the disciples when the disciples says, teach us to pray.
Uh-huh.
Jesus says, when you pray, say.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, when you pray, think.
Right, right. And I understand that.
He said, when you pray, say. So prayer is actually speaking words out of your mouth. To think something is simply meditation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Again.
that's a whole different thing. We were made in God's image to be speaking spirits. And we speak the thing that we want to see in the earth realm. We have to speak it out of our mouths.
Okay, can a silent prayer?
There's no such thing as silent prayer.
Oh, okay.
It's not prayer if it's silent. It's meditation.
Audibly, like
you're
talking.
It has to be audible.
All right, so so people who pray silently without...
There is no such thing.
Okay, you're talking like...
You're meditating.
All right, and meditation has no power. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not prayer.
Oh, it's not prayer. That's your opinion, okay?
I'm going by what the word says.
All right.
I don't have an opinion on it. I'm just basing it on the word.
All right. But what does give us? You must have a definition. What does saying Define saying to its fullest.
Saying is speaking out of your mouth.
So
just like we are talking right now, I'm not thinking to you, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to the audience, I'm not thinking to them.
Spiritually, we're going to look at something right here. What Jesus said, you praise me with your lips, but you don't do it with your heart. So where does that come from? Is it silently or what?
Well, you see, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that means that everything that you say it comes from within you in the first place.
So if you not, you're praying silently, that you're telling me.
You keep saying praying and silent.
Yeah.
You're still using, but that's, you know, if that's how you.
Watch your communication of God.
If
remember
that's how you
what
do that.
Happened to what you call Elijah. What happened there? You know, God made the loudest noise that he had, and then again, he came and he spoke to him silently. A small, still voice.
But it was a voice.
But still.
But it was a voice.
Still. It is a voice.
It was a voice.
But are we communicating spiritually? Now, we got to watch the boundaries here. We got to watch where we're at in this lane. Are we doing it spiritually? Or are we doing it just in the natural? Because there's two different
you
things.
You have
here.
A spirit. You have an inner voice. You have an outer voice.
Okay,
the inner voice.
Yeah, there we go.
Will speak to you through your conscience.
Uh-huh.
That's your inner voice. But it is a voice, nonetheless.
There you go. It is a voice. So you go.
It is a
again,
voice.
Again, what about these people who can't speak? You know, we do have people who cannot speak, all right? And cannot make really any noise. So what happens there?
You tell me.
Well, that's questionable. And that's the controversy that we have.
This is why you have the program. So so you tell me.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm saying that it can be very, very powerful, folks. Communicating with God can be so many different ways. What about body language? You know, again, does that communicate with God? Folks, you out there, call the number 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. I want you to call the number, and we want to hear from you. Or I'm going to pray with you. It doesn't matter. The prayer is important. I know that when we come together and build our faith, we're building faith together. And faith pleases God. And the more faith that you can get, hallelujah, and you can get it from somebody, that's what the Bible says, glory to God, the prayer of faith shall heal the sick according to James 5. Well, if you can get everybody to pray with you, glory to God, hallelujah, then you will be healed. That's the Bible. You know, we're going to go according to the Bible and what it says. And you are out there. We want you, please give us a call. We'd love to pray with you. I like to see, you know, and one of the reasons why I love to hear prayer as we pray and believe God for you, that, again, we destroy the works of the devil. And this is what I'm called to do. And for you out there who are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, you're called to destroy them works of the devil. There's no doubt about it. And so that's what we're here for. And we would love to pray with you and for you. And come against that devil. So again, give us a call. That's 1-877-464-2500 or 484-2500. I know God's gonna bless you. So give us a call. Hallelujah! Don't stay too silent. Amen. We having a discussion on this silence thing, and it's always an opinion, and it's opinionated. A program as well, according to the Word of God, of course. Your opinion on what the Word